All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. I was putting together my daily stimulus update, and I was going to include the information in this video, how to recognize a fake stimulus check in my daily update. But I thought, you know, this really warrants a separate video because I think this information is particularly important, and I want people to be able to reference this information easily in the future because it looks like some people may not get their checks for months, and scammers will be out there for months and beyond. And a separate video with a separate specific title, like how to spot a fake stimulus check, obviously makes finding this information easier in the future, okay? So I've talked about stimulus fraud several times already on the channel, but now that stimulus checks, actual paper stimulus checks are going out, I think this is vitally important information. And it's because I wouldn't want any of you to be scammed. It's looking like a lot of y'all out there will be receiving paper checks. So I thought it would make sense to make a video about how to recognize a fake stimulus check, okay? By the way, the information I'm sharing with you is directly from the Secret Service, okay? Here's a little bit of trivia for you. We all know the Secret Service as the agency that protects the president, right? And other Washington big shots. But the Secret Service was actually founded in 1865 to suppress counterfeit currency because counterfeiting was such a problem back then, with one third of the apparent currency in circulation at the time being counterfeit. It wasn't until after President William McKinley was assassinated in 1901 that the Secret Service assumed the role we know it for today, which is protecting the president. Part of their mission, however, is still to crack down on counterfeiting. Okay, back to today. Now, if you suspect your stimulus check looks kind of funny, I would normally say go to your bank, tell them your concerns. But I know a lot of you out there, for good reason, are preferring to minimize leaving your house as much as possible. You're preferring using mobile deposit right now. So it's good that you know these things yourself, okay? All right, first thing, the memo line. To the bottom right of the Statue of Liberty, on a legitimate stimulus check, it will say economic impact payments. And then underneath that, President Donald J. Trump. Yes, just the words, not his signature, okay? And remember, economic impact payment, not stimulus check, not stimulus payment, not COVID payment, okay? Everybody is referring to these as the stimulus payments or the stimulus checks, but that's not the official terminology for this payment, okay? It's economic impact payment. So if you receive a check that says stimulus payment, that's fake, right? Scammers will put it on there because they know that's what everyone is referring to this as a stimulus payment. But the official terminology is economic impact payment. And those are the words that will appear, okay, to the right side at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. And underneath those words, it will say President Donald J. Trump, not his signature, okay? A lot of media outlets were misreporting that his signature would appear on the check. That is false. That is fake news. It simply says President Donald J. Trump, okay? So if you get a check in the mail with anything other than these exact words as they appear here, that's a fake check. Next thing, the Treasury seal, okay? To the upper right of the Statue of Liberty is the Treasury seal. At the top of the seal, it should say Treasury, okay? Then along the bottom of the seal, it should say Bureau of the Fiscal Service. All right, if you see anything other than those words, know that it is fake. Exception, to print your check, the Treasury may be using old check stock, which says Financial Management Service along the bottom of the seal instead of Bureau of the Fiscal Service, okay? But the majority of checks will say Bureau of the Fiscal Service along the bottom of that seal. Also, the seal has bleeding ink, meaning that it contains security ink that will run and turn red when moisture is applied to it, okay? I would not recommend applying moisture to your check if it looks legitimate, but if there's anything about it that gives you pause, you might want to apply a little bit of moisture to the black ink of the Treasury seal and see if the ink will run and turn red. If it does, the check is likely legitimate. If it doesn't, it's probably illegitimate, okay? Next thing, the watermark. All U.S. Treasury checks are printed on watermarked paper. The watermark reads U.S. Treasury and can be seen from both the front and back of the check when held up to a light. If your supposed stimulus check doesn't have this watermark, that's a fake check. Also, the checks have ultraviolet overprinting that is visible under a black light. So if you hold the check underneath a black light, you should see something like this. What does that say? It says FMS. Okay, 4 lines of the letters FMS, which stands for Fiscal Management Service. And these lines of the letters FMS are bracketed by the FMS seal on the left and the seal of the United States with the eagle on it on the right. Okay, now to make this again kind of confusing, some legitimate checks may, instead of FMS, say Fiscal Service in the rows and the ultraviolet overprinting. This is because this is old check stock that Treasury may still be using today, but the majority of checks will say FMS, FMS, FMS in that ultraviolet overprinting. Okay, finally, microprinting. There's an area on the back of the check with the words warning, do not cash check without noting U.S. Treasury watermark. Hold to light to verify watermark. Underneath those words is what will appear to the naked eye to be a line. But if you bust out a magnifying glass and you hold it up to that line, you will see that that line is actually comprised of super tiny letters that say USA, 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 all across, okay? Obviously, most counterfeiters don't have the capability to make this microprinted text, right? So on a counterfeit, this will likely just appear to be, even under a magnifying glass, just a plain line or like a dotted line or something like that. But on legitimate checks, it will say USA, 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 okay? Now, that's how you can recognize a real check versus a fake check. So what should you do if you think you've received a fake stimulus check? If you think you've received a fake stimulus check, the government says you should contact everybody on this list that you can see on the screen, okay? And I'm gonna say if you have time, by all means contact all of these agencies. But if not, I would say at the very least, go to IC3.gov. That's the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, okay? They have a form there that you can fill out to report your scams that you see, right? Not just stimulus check scams, but if there are any other stimulus related scams other than checks that you come across, maybe a text message or an email, report them there so the FBI can investigate it, and hopefully the scammers will be shut down and Americans won't lose any money during this troubled time, okay? Obviously, hold on to the fake check and do, you know, whatever FBI or some other agency tells you to do with it. Okay, that is it. You will see me later today with my stimulus update, obviously going to be released a little bit later today because I wanted to drop this video. So if you haven't subscribed, be sure to hit the subscribe button below so you don't miss anything. All right, bye-bye.